A man who is sensitive more to the power of God will not be easily discouraged by the fact that there are times that we may have doubt and unbelief in our hearts. But Jesus said, when you speak to this mountain, you speak with faith, believing in your heart, no doubt in your heart. And based on the principle of the spirit of faith, when you believe and you speak it out, then the power was released and the word will not return void. But then after a day or two, if there are doubts or unbelief, we should believe that the power is still working. Now, I'm not advocating we should have doubt and unbelief because those have the potential to delay the manifestation. But in order to really completely uproot the power of God, it's not easy to uproot the good seed of the Word of God if our heart has been firmly established by grace, because it's no longer based on our performance. So if I use this as a performance treadmill kind of thing, I would be speaking forth with no doubt in my heart, then any slightest unbelief or doubt would somehow uproot the benefits of the Word. It's not that easy. The Word of God is very hard to be stopped. The Word of God, according to Scripture, it says that it will accomplish the purpose for which it was sent. And I believe the only way to really uproot the Word of God is to get into complete doubt, complete unbelief, and then we have to speak it out also, the unbelief, like something to the effect of, well, I don't believe it's going to happen anymore. That is the only way that I can think of that have a slightest chance to stop the miracle working power, the blessing of God, to still continue to overtake us. So the purpose of this recording is to encourage us to remain in the Lord. Continue to believe in Jesus. Continue to glorify God. He is bigger than all of our mountains, than all of our problems combined. Bigger than all the oppositions of men combined. And as we fix our eyes upon Jesus and be thankful and allow the hope to continue to remain alive, then our heart will not be darkened. Our heart will be more sensitive to the power of the Word that we believe at the worst, our slightest unbelief and doubt could only cause slight delay in the manifestation. But it has no power. The doubts and unbeliefs have no power to uproot the seed that has been planted unless we speak out the unbelief. So it's important for us to guard our mouth, but believe the moment that we speak the word, the power was released when we do not have doubt in our hearts, so that even after an hour later, if there are slightest doubts and unbeliefs, the power is still working, the anointing is still working, and we should have more faith on the power of God, on the word of God, than our weakness, than our unbelief, than our slightest moment of doubts. Because again, the Word of God is powerful, and we should have more faith in the Word of God than we do in our unbelief. That somehow our unbelief is so powerful that just the slightest unbelief, just the slightest doubt, completely uproots the good word of faith, the good seed of the Word of God. No, it's not like that. My heart has been established by grace to such an extent, it's not based on how well I guard my heart. Now, I believe it's important to guard our hearts, but it's not based on my performance, on how well I guard my heart, but it's based on the knowledge of God, that God loves me, and what I'm believing for is already mine. I remain in God's shalom, even if there were still slightest doubt and unbelief, and I have more faith in the Word and the power of the Word of God than I do with my weakness, than with my slight moments of unbelief or doubt. Again, as long as I don't speak out those unbelief by saying, well, I don't believe it anymore. As long as I don't say anything like that, I believe the Word of God is still active, is still working, and I just have to wait upon the Lord and continue to trust in Him, patiently endure like Abraham did, in spite of all the odds. Sarah had already passed the childbearing age. In the natural, it's impossible. But with God, nothing is impossible. Amen. Hallelujah.